inside the box, one-on-one with the keeper. He shoots, he scores! Wonderful counter.
Works into the offside, and that's bold! As I climb up onto the top, now you really get a sense of the amphitheatre and the atmosphere. That...
off the inside of the post, surely finished, yes! 3-0 late in Orient.
Would you be scared if Ben Croucher turned up at your front door?
Very.
He's here with us for
I don't even
morning.
Need to wear a costume or anything. We'll start with the FA Cup.
Ben Croucher's watching Bromley and Orient.
It's Ben Croucher.
And our sports reporter, Ben.
Here's Ben Croucher.
And Ben Croucher's back in the studio with sports news.
Hi there, yes, I'm Ben Croucher, and here's a selection of my best bits from my time on BBC Radio Kent. To football, and Gillingham manager Andy Hessen-Taylor says the atmosphere in his squad is similar to the one that took the Gills up to the Championship when he was a player. They're currently unbeaten and in third spot in League Two before the weekend trip to Rotherham. And Hesse says that that's no small part due to the camaraderie at Priestfield. In rugby union, the RFU search for a New England head coach is underway following the resignation of Martin Johnson yesterday. He left his post after a disappointing World Cup campaign in New Zealand, but back row Nick Easter said it was the players and not Johnson that were to blame. He also said Johnson's successor doesn't have to be English. And now, Phil, the World Athletics Championships start tomorrow. There's the Air Guitar World Championships this weekend too, but one that really caught my eye. Do you have any guesses?
I don't know. Pogo moshing. I don't know what.
The World Doberman Championships have begun in Hungary today.
What? Pretending you're a Doberman? Owning a Doberman?
I think it's a Crufts kind of spectacular, but for Dobermans only.
Ben Croucher's watching Bromley and Orient.
And having sent Welling, Margate and Dartford packing already in the FA Cup, Bromley haven't had to travel far for their first round tie. Just 16 miles, in fact, to the Matcham Stadium and the daunting prospect of Leighton Orient. But fee-fi, fo-fum, I smells me a giant to be slain. I'm Ben Croucher, bringing you live updates of Leighton Orient versus Bromley. It's not good news, unfortunately. Leighton Orient 1, Bromley 0. A lovely 1-2 on the edge of the box. Matthew Spring, a left-footed rifle from 25 yards out, beating the despairing dive into the bottom corner. Tommy Forecast absolutely helpless. Leighton Orient 1, Bromley 0.
Kent playing Glamorgan in a floodlit county championship match at Canterbury. The latest news comes from Ben Croucher.
Well, Kent clinging on for dear life. 312 for 9. Geraint Jones still there on 79. Kent's lead up to 126. Earlier in the day, Asma Mood made 70 in the fine rear guard that Kent have put up today. The draw is the best they can hope for. Glamorgan doing everything they can. Graham Wagg, the opening bowler, normally bowls pace, is coming in and bowling spin now. Geraint Jones just did a huge four out towards the midwicket boundary. Appeal for a stumping, and he's gone. Geraint Jones is out, and that is the end of the Kent innings then. Geraint Jones stumped by Mark Wallace off the bowling of Graham Wagg for 79. Kent all out for 312. Glamorgan will need 127 to win. This is Ben Croucher reporting for BBC Radio Kent. Come on!